Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and this week I had the opportunity to chat with Senior Vice President for Investments in Rural America for AgStar Financial Services, John Munson. In that role, Munson says the group he leads does essentially four things. They make investments in rural communities. This would be rural businesses, rural rental operations with a focus on low and moderate income rental, healthcare facilities and hospitals, clinics, nursing homes, that sort of thing. Secondly, they do rural capital investments for immigrant farmers, typically smaller farms, sometimes even in urban areas. The third thing that they do is equity investment in rural Minnesota, using the equity in one's home to secure a business loan, for example, for those who otherwise wouldn't be able to do so. And the fourth thing is the Fund for Rural America. AgStar offers grants and donations and scholarships throughout their entire service area in Minnesota and beyond. For instance, some of these grants might be for a county fair organization to repair the roof on one of their buildings, or scholarships for young people who want to enter into an agricultural pursuit. I asked John how these investments and loan packages impact rural Minnesota.
I think it's important, I think, for all listeners to understand, maybe as important as anything I can say, that is that the rural economy, rural communities, and agriculture are interdependent. And there are less farms today than there were 20 years ago, or 20 years prior to that. You see some consolidation of farming happening. You also see the emergence of hobby farms occurring, and, you know, even smaller locally grown types of crop practices. But as that happens, so does the dependence on rural communities. Let me give you an example. 84% of our farm clients have utilized a rural health care facility in the last year. 13% of them or their spouses actually work there, just to give you an idea of how dependent they are on rural health care. And the same is true any of us in a rural community or a farmer would go and use a hardware store.
Mm-hmm.
We might go to a local grocery store or use technology, right, to get things done. There's just an interdependence there. So I don't think one is separate from the other. They're very dependent on each other. But the strong ag economy, I think, really took rural America to a large degree through the most recent recession.
Right.
And created a buffer or a protection in a lot of rural communities. Not all of them, but many of them. And I think that was really important to understand as well. But we began to understand the importance of rural community dependence on agriculture in that case. And in the future, if agriculture economy takes a bit of a dive, we hope rural communities are strong enough to create a buffer for agriculture. And so on and so forth in the future.
Sure. Well, I appreciate the primer on what it is you're doing for the rural areas of not only Minnesota, but extending beyond our borders. And I appreciate your time, John.
You bet. Thank you.
My guest has been John Munson, the Senior Vice President for Investments in Rural America for AgStar Financial Services. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.